On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 73, you're going to hear a finger-picking legend, learn about a TV series, a musical TV series that is a must-see, and you're going to add 5 essential strumming patterns to your guitar toolkit today. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 73. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you my guitar geek list for the week, and this week it is chocked full of goodness. In fact, I hope we can cram it all into today's episode because there's a lot of goodness here. But before we dive into the list, I have to introduce you to somebody who's very special, near and dear to Acoustic Tuesday's heart, and that, of course, is the button pusher, Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the First.
Hey, Tony.
How are you doing?
I'm pushing buttons.
Yeah,
and
yeah?
And just feeling awesome.
Good, good. Well, I was just thinking... You know, we had our Tony's Acoustic Challenge holiday party this last weekend. We wait till after the holidays because, you know, things get crazy with families and things like that. So Levi and his wife, Noah and his wife, and Whitney and I all went out to dinner, and it was just fun. We went to this quiet restaurant and proceeded to be the loudest table in the entire establishment.
Exactly. Yeah it was quiet until we got there. Yeah.
And we weren't even trying. We weren't like trying to be rowdy. I think it's just our nature when we all get together. But anyways, we're happy to be here with you today. Noah is going to be continuing to push buttons behind the scenes, and of course, he's got some small wins in store for you later. But first, let's dive right in and give you a small win right now. I want to talk about strumming patterns on the guitar. Now, it's really hard for me to say that word, strumming patterns, because I feel like strumming patterns are a bit of a misnomer, like you can only do that pattern. But that's not necessarily totally true. Strumming patterns are great to facilitate diversity in your rhythm guitar offerings. Now, I think above the general strumming pattern word is this, what I like to call the golden rule of pick direction that really governs a lot of strumming patterns. And once you understand it, you can create your own strumming pattern. So let me just say that briefly, and then I'll get to 5 of my favorite strumming patterns. The golden rule of pick direction is that you go down on the downbeat and up on the upbeat. That's it, simple as that. So if I was to count a measure, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, the equivalent pick direction would be down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Now, I want you to keep that in mind when I go over each of these 5 strumming patterns, because one of them is actually going to break the rule, but all the others will follow that rule, and you'll be able to kind of really sink into it and see the rule in effect. So without further ado, let's dive into 5 of my favorite strumming patterns. Now, the first one you've probably heard before in, maybe we can call it country settings, but it's just a great stalwart of a strumming pattern, and that's what I like to call the boom chick. I think that's the generally accepted term for it. And all it is an alternating bass separated by a full strum of the chord. Now, for each of these demos, I'm just going to be holding down a basic G chord, so just because we're focusing on the picking hand here. Okay, so the boom chick, we're going to hit a bass note with a downstroke on the low E string, do a full strum, and then hit the other bass note on the D string, and then another strum. So boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick. All downstrokes because they're all numbered beats, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna go ahead and count along with it so you get an idea of what it sounds like with an actual count. It sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bass, strum, bass, strum. Now, the next strumming pattern that I want to share with you is the boom chicka. Not very different than the boom chick, it's just one letter different. It's an A, right? The boom chick, and then you have the boom chicka. Now, the boom chicka actually adds an upstroke on the end of each of the strums. So instead of just all downstrokes, you're going to have a little bit of an upstroke. Let me show you what I mean. So it's going to go boom chicka, boom chicka, boom chicka, boom. Or if I was to count it, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and. Now, this is a great kind of a that golden rule of pick direction in action. This is a great example of it because the two and the four and, I'm doing a downstroke on the number beat and then an up on the and. And we're doing that same alternating bass like we did before. So it's going to be a downstroke, full strum, and then an up, and then a downstroke, full strum, and then an up. And on that up strum, you don't have to hit all the strings. You just have to kind of hit the high two strings. Think of it more as an accent. So that's the boom chicka. And even if it helps you to say boom chicka when you're first learning it, that's fine and totally fair game. Now the next strumming pattern I'm going to share with you is, I guess technically it's a syncopated strumming pattern, but I like to call it the bluegrass rhythm because that's where I find myself using it the most. And this is a very staggered rhythm pattern. So I'm going to give you the count and then I'm going to play it so you can kind of match the numbers up with what's going on. The count is this, one, two, and four, and one, two, and four, and. Okay, so it'd be down, down, up, down, up. That's the direction of the pick. So it goes down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up. One, two, and four, and. One, two, and four, and. Right, so there's that big space in the middle. And you might be thinking to yourself, why would you leave that much space? Well, space can be our friend when we're playing because it's nice to let the music breathe. But more importantly, especially in bluegrass, when the tempos get faster, intricate strumming patterns get more and more difficult as the tempos increase. So this nice space in the middle allows me to play that at a faster tempo without having to work hard. So if I was to play that at a pretty fast tempo, I don't have to work very hard in keeping up with it. So it'd be like, and just a nice syncopated rhythm that's kind of it's got almost a freight train type motion. All right, the next strumming pattern I have to offer you is one over a waltz. Okay, when I first started playing in a bluegrass band, we did a waltz and I was like, I don't think I've ever played a waltz in my life. So I wanna share a strumming pattern that will help you play a waltz as well. And a waltz, all that is instead of counting to four in a measure, you're counting to three. One, two, three, one, two, three. And for this strum pattern, it's gonna be one, we're gonna hit a bass note, two is gonna be a full strum, and then we're gonna do a three and. So it'll be a full strum and a slight up strum. So that'll sound like this. And I'll count along with it so you kind of get the gist. So it'll be one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three, and. It's kind of it takes a second to get your head wrapped around it, but I can assure you that spend some time learning that basic strum. And when somebody calls out a waltz or you have to play a waltz, maybe at a friend's wedding or something like that, it will come in handy big time. Now, the last strumming pattern I want to share with you is a little bit, we'll call it on the fringe, but it's one that I really enjoy playing on the acoustic guitar, but I originally learned it on the electric guitar. And it's a palm muted eighth note strum. Okay, and this one breaks the golden rule of pick direction because it's all downstrokes on an eighth note and we're going to be palm muting the strings. So a lot going on here, but let's take it step by step. You're gonna take the fleshy part of your hand and you're gonna place it over the saddle of your guitar. Don't place it above the saddle. Place it right on the saddle because you wanna get good tone out of your palm mute. With the hand or the pick part, you're just gonna be doing all downstrokes on the low two strings. Again, we're gonna be holding a full G chord, just because that makes the example a little bit easier. And we're just gonna be doing downstrokes. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and. That's it. It's pretty simple, but be aware that the palm muting, although it seems like a simple technique, there's areas where you can kind of go astray. If your palm is too far forward, you're not gonna get any tone. It's gonna sound just like muted and kind of junky, clunky. As you move your palm back, you'll hear the guitar kind of start to speak a little bit. That's exactly where you wanna be. And that's just a fun rhythm pattern if you're doing maybe a lighter song or you wanna add some interesting percussive rhythmic dynamic to it. That's a great example for that as well. Now, I know I blazed through these really fast, but it's okay. You can go to acousticlife.tv/AT73. I do a full lesson on each of the strumming patterns, so you can really isolate each one and again add that to your guitar toolkit. Now, I hope this helped you level up your playing. And if you want to continue to level up your playing, have progress, and have fun at the same time, please visit tonysacousticchallenge.com. Go ahead, go there, read all about it, and if it sounds like something that resonates with you and where you want to take your guitar journey, I encourage you to request your invite today. All right, moving on to our Guitar Geek trivia question for the day. Here it is for you. In what year was the influential Mississippi blues musician Charlie Patton born? Was it A, 1902, B, 1900, C, 1893, or D, 1887? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I will be sure to give you the answer. I was just reminded of over the holidays, we were playing board games with Whitney's parents, and one of them was Trivial Pursuit. Now, I absolutely love trivia. It's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. And I get very passionate and competitive. Fun family setting. And it was interesting because things weren't going the way that I wanted them to. And I had to express my disgust with it.
That is a, I gotta tell you, the whole Trivial Pursuit game thing, that's a discussion all unto its own. Because that's an interesting game. Like if you've played it before or you haven't, and then they have like their signature ones, you know, where it's Trivial Pursuit of the 80s or the 90s, and this and that. But there's a lot of interesting facts that you find out in just a regular Trivial Pursuit game. So
I love it.
I understand. So you talked about playing this game. Were you, I take it you weren't on the winning side?
We did. And Whitney's grandma and I won. Oh. But we had a little bit of a downslope before we ramped back up.
Okay.
Yeah, we won. Did you know that half? What's the fact? Darn, it involves hot dogs. A hot dog is actually half of its weight is water. Yeah, pretty fascinating, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, we got that one right.
So now I can have choices. So now I can have two.
Yeah, and you like... could not only satiate yourself, you won't be hungry. You'll also be hydrated.
Man.
It's like a full meal. I knew growing up in Chicago was like really healthy for me. All those Chicago hot dogs. I didn't know how much health food I was eating at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, moving on. Yeah. the mailbag. We got to address the mailbag. Now, all of the holiday cards came in.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Every single one. We got an awesome one from Andrew and Kate and their dog Blue. So thank you to you guys. Vic G sent us an awesome funny one with Santa looking at gas prices and seeing that reindeer chow was on the upswing in terms of price. So thank you, Vic G. We also got one from Carol. I think this is Carol's one here. Yes, Carol says she just wants us to tell Santa that she wants a new GS Mini.
Okay.
But we're just supposed to relay that message. Thanks, Carol, for that. We'll do our best. Also got an awesome card from Julie I that contained a pick for the mug. So I'm going to throw that in the mug. And also, she wishes all of our families happy holidays. And she sent a picture of Yoda Christmas ornament, which is also the name of her guitar, by the way.
Oh.
And her dog. And wouldn't you know it, her dog's name is Whiskey.
That's
pretty awesome.
Makes sense.
So I want to thank Julie for that.
All dogs should be named Whiskey.
I agree. Not Scotch. Bourbon's a good dog name, actually. Bourbon? Yeah, I like that. Come here, Bourbon. You gotta kind of test it out. Also got a note from Lynn, and Lynn also included a pick, and more on that here in a second. He says, "Hi, Tony. I stopped into Victor Guitar to have a guitar looked at. Saw these picks on the counter and thought of you for your pick jar. Wishing you all happy holidays." So Lynn attached a pick from Victor Guitar, and where is Victor Guitar? Victor Guitar is in Colorado, in Denver, Colorado, and they apparently do luthier classes there, guitar building classes. So Colorado School of Luthery is there, or associated with them. So got a cool pamphlet to check that out and a nice business card. So maybe we'll see them on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. We'll have to see. Next up, I mean, I'm telling you, we also have, I'll save the big one for last. Yes, I just threw garbage on the ground. Sorry. Next up, really cool, exciting news. G7th is releasing a new capo. Now, this is the Performance 3 guitar capo, and Noah and I got an advanced copy.
Sure
did.
So
we're going to be putting these capos through their paces and then featuring them on an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday. These are brand new. They feature the adaptive radius technology that was on the Heritage capo, and this is in the Performance capo package. And I'm pretty excited. In fact, for those of you who happen to buy one of these capos, you'll see an interesting quote on the back of the package that I was pretty honored have there.
Oh, what's it say?
Well, it says, the quote says this, Noam. The Art System is a huge advance in capo design. It allows for buzz-free capoing and stable tuning on every guitar in my collection. And that was said by some internet guitar geek.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guy. Some hairy guy. So I want to thank Nick from G7th Capos for sending those out for us to check out. And he also... He inscribed each of our capos with our initials.
I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Pretty cool. Noah laughed because mine said TP. But I've been hearing that my whole life, so it wasn't anything new to me.
Right.
Did I put that pick in my coffee?
No.
Are you sure?
No, yeah. Because the pick... No, yeah. I got to stop saying that. Yeah. The pick mug is, viewers can't see it, but it's
just
off to your left. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you chucked it in.
Well, if I finish this coffee and there's a pick laying in the bottom, I very clearly got confused. Our next piece of mail comes from Gordon from Wavelength Audio. Now, the interesting story behind here, I'm going to read this as fast as I possibly can. It came with, let's just reveal what it came with now.
Okay.
I got a bottle of Heaven's Door Tennessee Bourbon. Yeah. And Noah, what did you get?
Yes, I got the Oban Little Bay Single Malt Scotch Whiskey.
Which you've tapped into.
Oh, yes. I'm showing the canister right now because I was a little too excited and I somehow destroyed part of the label on the bottle. I just don't want to show that to...
That's okay.
But yes, very, very... Very nice and very thankful.
So, Gordon, we thank you for that. But also, I'm going to read this letter because it's got some interesting guitar geekiness to it. He says, Tony, Noah, happy holidays to you both. What started out as a video I found on YouTube about the difference in sound on a Waterloo X-braced versus a ladder-braced Waterloo has turned into a regular Tuesday event and fretboard wizard. While I'm totally behind in my fretboard wizard classes, as this is my busiest season for work, I can say that I should be able to get through the classes in the near future. His current guitar arsenal, now we don't have a picture, but he assures us a picture is coming, so we look forward to that. He's got a Preston Thompson Parlor 2 all mahogany, a Waterloo WL12, a Collings D2, DS2H, sorry, a Furch Little Jane travel guitar, a Collings UT1, the best ukulele he has ever played with a K&K pickup, and he's got some electric guitars as well, but there's an explanation behind it. He says, yeah, I make guitar amps. I guess I better have a few of those. So he's got a Dennis Fano custom Sonic Sphere semi-hollow Telecaster type and a David Schneider Emerald Esquire custom as well. He will email a picture. He says, libations, I'm sure you can figure out which is which. Noah, I'm with you. First bottle of the other stuff I have bought in a decade. He also included some Wavelength audio picks. He says they are my standard Wavelength audio picks and the new one for the Rock Boat February 1st through 6th, which is an event, the best gathering of music people in the world. And then in closing, he says, back to work, building a vacuum tube guitar headphone amp for Winter NAMM for both Preston Thompson and Collings. So that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
So thanks, Gordon. Appreciate the note and the picks and all the good stuff there. Very good stuff. I can't wait to dip into this. Now, this has got an association with Bob Dylan. Heaven's Door. Yeah,
makes sense.
Now, Bob Dylan apparently does iron work or welding or something as well.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this design is. I've been reading a bit about it.
Okay, well, contrary to what may be popular belief, musicians do other stuff. I'm just saying.
That's fair, Noah. I appreciate you bringing that up.
You're welcome.
We did have one more arrival in the mailbag.
Uh-huh.
Now, this arrived when I was out of town for the holidays. But
is this the one I was here for?
Yeah, this is the one that Noah really saved the day here because this thing came in and it needed a signature. And I wasn't in town to sign. But Noah, the man of many talents, was here to put his John Hancock on the line. And, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's here. My custom bourgeois OMSC fingerstyle is here. Torrified Italian spruce top, beautiful premium Coca-Cola back and sides, inch and 3/4 nut with bone nut, bone inlaid bourgeois logo on a Coca-Cola headstock veneer, Waverly tuning machines made just down the road, the full deal, Dana Bourgeois signature herringbone, which is a beautiful wood herringbone, wood rosette. I can't say enough good things about this guitar. It's ridiculously amazing. I have it in a really weird tuning right now. But it's just a guitar that is, it sings, and it has not been put down pretty much since I received it. Anyways, that's just a small sampling, but it rings for days and days. It's still ringing. That's a little Spinal Tap. I'm so over the moon about this instrument. I emailed James at Bourgeois Guitar just to express my thanks, and I got an email back from Dana this morning, actually, just saying how pleased he was to make it and how fun of a project it was. And just a huge thanks and hats off to everybody involved at Bourgeois. I am a huge fan of their instruments. I'm a fan for life, and I just cannot express how blown away I am by that instrument. I know I only gave you a small sampling, but it's just the mailbag segment.
So Tony,
maybe next episode I'll do a full segment on the guitar.
If you can, real quick, because yeah, unbeknownst to you, when you said it's here, my bourgeois USMC, USN, I hit the crowd applause.
You did?
Yeah, just to have some like, yeah, so it might have cut in a little bit. Could you give a real quick, brief rundown of the specs again?
Yeah. So that guitar has a torrified Italian spruce top. It's full-blown torrified, so torrified Adirondack bracing. It's got the age tone finish, the proprietary finish that Bourgeois uses. All animal protein glue, premium Coca-Bolo back and sides, Waverly tuners, inch and 3/4 bone nut, inlaid bone Bourgeois logo on the top, bone bridge pins, bone saddle, ebony bridge, ebony fingerboard. What else did I hit everything? Oh, the Dana Bourgeois signature herringbone purfling along with the matching rosette, which is just gorgeous. But again, I'm gonna do a full segment on the guitar because it needs a full segment. That guitar pretty much needs its own show. I'm that impressed by it, but I wanted to give you all a sneak peek because I'm just super, super excited. Is that everything from the mail? Oh no, we got our glasses too.
Yes.
Oh, smokes. Dom, so we got a couple different things here. We've got Dom and Sharon, who are frequent Acoustic Tuesday watchers, Tony's Acoustic Challenge members, lovingly mother and father tack, really.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me a really nice bourbon glass that says, it's got a great quote on it. It says, "Many of life's failures are experienced by people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." Thomas Edison quote. Pretty awesome. And a sturdy bourbon glass. I will be enjoying that and what it delivers into my mouth. Noah,
yes.
What'd you get?
Well, from Mom and Pop Tack, I got a glass as well with a quote on it from Ron White, who says, "Then I got hooked on scotch. And if you get hooked on scotch, then everything else just tastes wrong." So, thank you for that. And I should say they sent one to Levi as well.
They did. They did. But
yeah,
we just hand-delivered it to him.
Right.
I also got a wonderful glass from Joe and Don R. up in Helena. And this one's quote is pretty awesome. It says, "That's what I do. I drink and I know things."
Mm-hmm.
And right there, that's the summary of Acoustic Tuesday. I want to thank them for that as well. So that is the mailbag, quite possibly the longest mailbag segment ever. But it's the holidays, and you know what?
It's okay.
It's just fun.
It's fine.
Cool stuff. So thank you to everybody who sent stuff in. Moving on to the next item, what I'm listening to this week. Bless you, Noah. You okay over there? You got allergies?
No. I really tried to muffle that. I don't know what came through on that, but thank you. Thank you.
Moving on to what I'm listening to this week. This week, the artist recommendation comes from Caleb H. from Flag Pond, Tennessee. And he says this of this week's featured artist. "His playing is off the charts. He plays so smoothly and fluently, and the number of different sounds coming from the guitar just amazes me. Who is he talking about? He's talking about Doyle Dykes. Now, Doyle Dykes is, I know him as a finger picker, but he is a musical chameleon. He plays multiple different genres, and he plays them all very, very well. Doyle is an amazing arranger, composer, player. He's just one of those players that you need to know about. If you're an acoustic guitar player, you absolutely must know about Doyle Dykes. And if you've never heard of him, let's just cut to the chase. You've got to check this out. Here he is. Now, this is a two-for-one special because you're going to listen to Doyle playing and you're going to hear his signature Godin multi-act guitar. So let's have a listen. With being an amazing artist and player, is a very in-demand clinician. He's done clinics for Taylor guitars, Godin guitars, Guild guitars, Gretsch, amongst others. I mean, he's the type of guy that you can put like a cigar box guitar in his hand and he'll make the thing sound like an orchestra. This is kind of a cool story. I first heard about Doyle Dykes when I was working at Weber Mandolins, and his daughter Haley sent a mandolin in to get repaired. And I believe I spoke to Doyle on the phone, and I didn't even know who he was at the time. And then Haley sent a CD in, and I started listening to that, and then that opened up a whole new world because I heard Haley Dykes stuff, and then I heard Doyle Dykes stuff, and I was like, wow, there's some amazing people in this world. So that was my first exposure, and I was so glad that Caleb recommended that we all listen to Doyle because he's somebody that you need to know. Now, if you're wondering where to start, let me give you a couple albums that Doyle has out that I really dig. The first one is called Life Behind the Guitar. Now, this album in particular is a great starting point because Doyle does a lot of covers on this particular album, but it's a great tour of Doyle's capabilities. So that's the first album I would recommend. Next is A Return of the Falcon, which features a Gretsch Falcon on the cover. And next is Treasures of the Spirit, which has two guest artists on it, Eric Johnson and Tommy Emmanuel. You might have heard of Tommy. And last but certainly not least, a Christmas album called Christmas with Doyle Dykes. Now, the reason I chose this particular album is the holidays have just passed, so we might be tired of Christmas music now, but next Christmas you're going to need some new music to invigorate the Christmas spirit. So that's a great starting point. And the cover on that album just reminds me of those old Chet Atkins albums where it's like almost looks like a Polaroid picture. Like the colors are super vibrant and kind of cool. Anyways, that's the scoop on Doyle Dykes. Please listen to him and please check him out. If you want to learn more about Doyle, see more performances by him, go to acousticlife.tv/AT73. There's links to buy his albums, links to different videos, links to his website, see where he's playing. And a little birdie told me that this is probably not the last time we'll be hearing from Doyle Dykes on Acoustic Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay.
He might be, you know, finding his way out west later.
Okay.
We don't know. It's just what the little birdie said. That's all. No big deal. All right. Moving on. Noah, can you deliver us some small wins today?
We'd love to.
Awesome.
All right. Tony got three small wins for you today.
Fantastic.
As always, from Acoustic Tuesday viewers. First one comes from the original realist. He says, a few months ago, I bought a excellent condition 2002 Martin HD28V, what I'd always thought of as the acoustic guitar of my dreams. And although it was gorgeous and sounded good, I was surprised to find that I didn't love it like I thought I would. And it took me years to be able to afford it, and I'll admit, I was a little disappointed. Last week, the guy at the counter of the local music shop accidentally put 12s instead of 13s in my bag. I've always played 13s, but I figured I may as well try them. The guitar, for whatever reason, came alive with them. It's just perfect now, and I'm equal parts thrilled and relieved.
That's awesome. That's a real turn of events. I mean, you could create an hour-long movie about that.
Yes.
Guy saves for guitar. Guy gets guitar.
Uh-huh.
Guy's a little bit bummed, mm-hmm. but hangs on. Has the faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then just by mistake, just by coincidence, the wrong strings get placed in the bag, and bam. The guitar wakes up, comes alive, and they lived happily ever after.
That's a great guitar geek story.
Yeah, that's the Cliff's Notes version.
Okay, next one comes from Road King Rocks. Small win, I'm 61 years old and started learning guitar this past summer.
Yes.
Christmas Eve, I accompanied my wife on piano playing Christmas carols as the family sang along. What a blast. A first and hopefully the start of a long-standing tradition.
Nice work. That's awesome.
And our last small win today, Tony comes from John H. He says, had my 2010 Martin HD28 set up with new bone and frets leveled, plays and sounds better than ever. Life is good.
Awesome. That's very cool. Fantastic. Well, Noah, thanks for sharing the small wins.
Very welcome. And I heard you mention you had a small one yourself.
Well, I kind of revealed it already in the mailbag.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
I got the bourgeois.
You could say it again, yeah.
Yeah, it's really, so, okay, my small win is getting that guitar. It's just, it's so cool. I'm so happy to be able to share this with you guys because you're guitar geeks, you get it. You get that feeling where like the first night I got the guitar, the first night I brought it home, it literally was in its case next to me in bed, not in bed, on the floor next to the bed. And Whitney just kind of rolls her eyes, but she's such a good sport. She just goes along with it. But I just, it has inspired me. New instruments can do that. I mean, if an instrument new to you, it doesn't have to be brand new. It could be a vintage guitar or old guitar or hand-me-down guitar or what have you. But it's just, it's inspired me to write a lot more. So that's my small win. I'm writing a lot more.
Yeah, it could also, it could pull other things out of you as well. Like when I was here and received it and told you that I could open it for you if you wanted to. And
I said I'd break your wrists.
You said you'd break my wrists, yeah.
Just to be transparent.
Right.
Just
yeah. But no wrists were broken.
No. No. And the box was intact when I got here. Well, Noah, thank you again for sharing those small wins. And if you are out there and you're like, I want to share a small win, I want to be featured on Acoustic Tuesday, please do so. Just in the comments below, put hashtag small win and please describe your small win. It could be changing your strings for the first time. It could be trying out a new set of strings, trying out new bridge pins, going to a show, playing your first song in its entirety, whatever the case may be, we want to know about it. Those small wins help cultivate positive momentum, something we all need on our guitar journeys. All right, moving on to a TV show that you need to watch. This TV show is a musical TV show. It was released, actually, I want to say about a year and a half ago. And when it was first released, I thought, man, this is cool. And then it just fell off my radar. But just recently, I was doing a little bit of research, a little bit of, we'll call it a YouTube black hole. You know, we're all familiar with that. And this TV series came up again, and I started watching the trailer, and then I was like, I'm hooked. I got to sit down and put some time into the show. What's the show? It is American Epic. It's a PBS show that was most notably produced by Jack White, T-Bone Burnett, and what's his name? I wrote it down. Robert Redford. I almost said Richard Branson. Robert Redford. Now, there's a whole team behind the show, and I don't want to just focus on these three, but there's too many names for me to list. It would take up a whole separate Acoustic Tuesday show. But this PBS docu-series, I think we can call it, is called American Epic, and it really traces the roots of American music. And it's fascinating, from the footage that they've dug up, to the songs that they feature, to the interviews, to people talking about it. I mean, this show is multifaceted, and it's just a treat to watch, even if you're not a guitar geek, which, by the way, I know we're all guitar geeks here on Acoustic Tuesday. This is the type of show you can sit down with the family to watch, and everybody will enjoy it. I promise you, you don't even have to convince them. You just have to put it on. They'll be infatuated. So just so you know what I'm talking about, let's have a quick look at the trailer for the show, and then we'll dig in a little bit deeper.
14 rivers, 14 floods.
Bend your body
to the heavens above. Don't get dry.
Just bring your money.
Bring your money next Saturday night. Hum, woo, hum.
A lot of these songs have changed the world, really. They changed music, they changed popular music, and they changed popular culture around the world for the last 100 years.
It's more than a music documentary. This is history. It's about music that's original, influential, funky, soulful. It's truly an important cultural document.
It started with America. It started a long time ago.
So as you can see, the show is shot incredibly. It's just sexy. The way that the camera angles, I mean, that's kind of geeky stuff, but it's just shot so well and so thoughtfully and artfully. It's a treat. But that trailer just gives you a kind of an overview. What I want to do now is dig into a segment specifically about Mississippi John Hurt, because I think the footage is amazing. I think the person they interviewed is amazing, and I think the story is awesome as well. And that's just a small sampling of what this TV series offers. So let's have a look at that segment.
Lewis Collins is about something that happened real close to him. Lewis Collins got into a fight with somebody and got shot. And instead of taking it from the bar fight scene, which is in the song, he talks from Lewis Collins' mother. And, you know, Miss Collins weeping, Miss Collins moaning for her. Lewis Collins is dead and gone. The angels laid him away. You know, the gentleness really came through in him.
Record collector Ken Swerlis shot footage of John Hurt playing Lewis Collins in a small club in Los Angeles. It's the only known color footage of Hurt performing.
Miss Collins weep, Miss Collins moan, to see her son Lewis leaving home. The angels laid him away, the angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay, angels laid him away.
Okay, so now you're hooked. Now you want to watch it, right? Well, I've got good news. But first, let me tell you how this show is broken down. So it's 4 total episodes in the season, and the first 3 are kind of the history, right? It's a documentary, if you will. The last episode is what do they call? It's the American Epic Sessions. Okay, now check this out. So I pulled this text from their website because I can't find a good way to describe it in my own words, so I used their words. So let me read this to you real quick, and this is about the American Epic Sessions, episode 4 of American Epic. In the American Epic Sessions, the team has reassembled the very first electrical sound recording system from the 1920s and invited Jack White and T-Bone Burnett to produce an album of recordings by 20 of today's greatest artists. In this beautifully filmed musical feature, these artists are given the chance to pass through the portal that brought the world into the modern era. Engineer Nicholas Berg has reassembled this recording system from original parts. It is now the only one left in the world. The system consists of a single microphone, a towering 6-foot amplifier rack, and a live record-cutting lathe powered by a weight-driven pulley system of clockwork gears. The musicians have roughly 3 minutes to record their song direct to disc before the weight hits the floor. In the 1920s, they called this catching lightning in a bottle. All the musical performances in this film are live. The audio you hear is taken directly from the discs they were recorded to with no editing or enhancements. So pretty fascinating process. And just from the technological standpoint, but also the musicians that they get to come in are pretty incredible. So for those of you wondering now, Okay, Tony, you've told us a lot about this. Where the hell do I watch this? If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can actually just search American Epic on Amazon and you can watch it right there. It's included with your Prime membership, which is pretty awesome. And if you don't want to go through all the searching and all that stuff, just go to acousticlife.tv/AT73, and there's a link directly on there where you can go ahead and watch it. You can watch the whole darn thing. It's pretty lengthy, so maybe it might take two or three nights, but it is well worth your time and super cool. For those of you who aren't Amazon Prime members, don't worry. You can actually get the DVDs. There's a link also at acousticlife.tv/AT73 for that as well. All right. Well, Noah and I are really curious to what you think about the show so far. So in the comments below, let us know. And when you're making a comment, please include where you're tuning in from, because we love to hear where you're watching from. And while you're at it, please do subscribe to the Acoustic Life channel if you have not done so yet. It's super easy. Hit that red subscribe button. Don't forget to click that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification of each and every new video that goes live. And Noah, speaking of comments and things of the like, do you want to give a voice to the Acoustic Tuesday viewers right now?
Yeah, Tony, you don't even have to ask me. You know the answer. You already know the answer. All right. So first comment today and shout out goes to Mike S., who says, "Nice to be watching Acoustic Tuesday on YouTube. Normally, listening to the podcast while in traffic. A good day in traffic is when I start an AT podcast when leaving home, and it ends right when I arrive at work. A bad day is when it ends, and it still takes another half hour to get there." And that's Mike from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Awesome.
Next shout-out goes to Jeff W., says, "I love the show and watch every episode. By the way, scotch is like if you could make kombucha from peat moss and gin." And that's Jeff from Cartersville, Georgia. I think I got tricked into that comment because I saw scotch and I read it and maybe I didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
You know, take it how you will. Yeah.
Okay. Next shout out goes to the Watt Doctor. Okay. He says, "Happy holidays from Miami, Florida. Love the show and have learned tons. Keep it up, guys."
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in.
Next shout-out goes to Bill M., who says, "Thanks, as always, for a great show. The first item on my Tuesday to-do list." And he's from Parsons, Tennessee.
Awesome.
Next one goes to John F. "Merry Christmas, guys. John from Massachusetts."
Cool.
And then Max J. says, "Just saying hi from Boynton Beach, Florida."
Wow.
And last shout out goes to Folkert S., who says, "Thanks for the bass walks. Great show. Happy holidays from the Netherlands."
All right.
And there you go.
That's quite the diverse locations.
Yeah, you could say either. I know what you meant.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Were there any submissions for You Know You're a Guitar Geek When?
There was. I actually have two. I always like to make you ask for them.
I know. I know that you do that. Well, and I appreciate it.
Sometimes I tell you I have them.
Yeah.
Let me just read them.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
So we got two You Know You're a Guitar Geek When. First one comes from Travis N. "You know you're a guitar geek when you look at your container of picks and realize that between the four premium picks and numerous acrylic picks you own, you could have bought another guitar for the cost of all those picks."
Those are expensive picks.
Yeah. And next one comes from Ed L. "You know you're a guitar geek when work has you going out of town and you download audio versions of enough past episodes of AT that you've already watched to cover the entire 5.5-hour drive both ways." There you go.
Well, thank you for that. That's certainly guitar geeky. And of course, if you're sitting there thinking, "Man, I got a good response. I got a good way to finish You Know You're a Guitar Geek When," please do so in the comments. Just put hashtag You Know You're a Guitar Geek When and go ahead and finish that statement. And you do indeed know you're a guitar geek when you submit a guitar signal to be featured on Acoustic Tuesday. And today, I've got two of them for you from our very own Acoustic Tuesday family. The first one comes to you from Fort Worth, Texas. This comes from Guy P. And here is Guy's guitar signal. First of all, quick shout out to Guy. Guy submitted a fantastic video about capos in the We Play Every Day Facebook group. So I just want to give a quick thanks to Guy for that, because it was just a very well done video. He took some great time and had some great explanations. So thanks, Guy. And here's what's in Guy's guitar arsenal. He's got a Paul Beard round neck gold tone resonator, a 1986-87 Taylor 512C, an 80th anniversary reissue Gibson Advanced Jumbo with red spruce top, a 2018 Guild OM120. On the lower left, we've got an 86-87 Mossman Texas Plains model with rosewood back and sides and a spruce top. A 1976 Yairi Alvarez CY120 that actually he purchased new in 1976. Then a 1953 Gretsch 5-string open-back banjo that he purchased recently from a music store's junk pile room. It was in pieces in the original case, and he paid $35 for it. Big win. Now it's got a new head, compensated bridge, and new tuners. Very cool. I'm holding a current project. Now this is great. You guys might have to help in the comments. You got to help Guy name this thing. He says, I'm holding a current project, which is an Aria 12-string bolt-on neck. And get this, a 1930s enamel-coated bedpan, which will become a resonator. I'm not sure what to call it, though. So very quick before I share with you guys initial thoughts, in the comments below, if you can think of a name for this particular project that Guy's working on, let us know. So far, as Guy has come up with a couple different names. He says maybe a bed panjo, maybe a crap caster. And this next one, just get the kids out of the room real quick. He also says possibly a shitar. We don't know. But if you have a recommendation, please put that in the comments below. In a separate picture, he's got a parts caster that he recently built with Tex-Mex pickups, all new everything on a Squire body, an aftermarket neck that has an 1¾-inch nut width. And he also throws in a You Know You're a Guitar Geek when. You know you're a guitar geek when your wife turns to you and says, did you know you get a crazed look in your eyes when you talk about that guitar you're wanting to buy? So I want to thank Guy for sharing his guitar arsenal and his humor. I totally dig it. It's awesome. Next up, this guitar arsenal comes from no other place than Bourbon County, Kentucky.
I see you looking at me.
I am looking directly at you. I mean, I've never heard of a Scotch County, but there's a Bourbon County.
Because it doesn't need one.
And I probably want to live there one day.
Yeah.
This guitar still comes from Daniel D. in Bourbon County, Kentucky. He said, this comes with a couple stories, and I love this. This is so cool. I've spent my life as an electric guy who usually had an acoustic knocking about, just in case. It's really only been the past couple of years that I've embraced acoustics. My dad was a touring guitarist until I came around, and he had to be responsible. So as soon as I was able to do anything, he took me to Daddy's Junkie Music across from Berkeley and told me to pick something out. My 78 Pearl kit is just off frame. Then came the piano when we moved to New York. Then I started stealing his guitars and flipping them right-handed. After a few years of that, he got me the Black Strat and the addiction began. Over the years, I've picked up just about everything, having worked in music stores, but now I'm playing Mando and acoustic in Celtic Brigade. Shameless plug, check us out on Facebook. And bass for a band that's just starting out. So here we go. This is the his guitar arsenal. We've got a Fender Mustang, a PJ bass, a Gibson SG bass, a Rickenbacker 4003 fretless, a 2005 COTY tuned in fifths, an octave below the cello, a Seagull Coastline S12 Cedar tuned to Dadgad, a Taylor 356 LE Baritone 8, a Fender Roscoe Beck Signature 5-string, a Taylor 424 LE Walnut, top facing away, a Godin LG HMB, a Gibson Les Paul Traditional, a Fender Deluxe Stratocaster Plus tuned to open D for slide, a Fender Reissue 62 Jaguar, a 76 Fender Starcaster, a Rickenbacker 660, a Rickenbacker 360-12, and then the matriarch that started it all, my Fender Stratocaster Plus, the first guitar that was mine, not stolen from my father. On the table, a Rickenbacker 5002 V58, a 2001 COTY, a Washburn Timeless Celtic, a Breedlove Crossover 00, and a Meisel 7100 Viola. With me in the photo of the acoustic collection is Pearl, the Beagrador, and Opal, the Shepherdor. Now, I'm assuming the first one is a beagle mixed with a Labrador, and the second one is a shepherd mixed with a Labrador of sorts. Pearl loves practice time, no matter how noisy it gets. However, Opal says I should find a quieter way to spend my time. Sounds like a good balance. And I have to give, you know, major props to Daniel there because he checked off all the boxes. He's got the shirt, he's got the guitars, and he's got the dog. And he's got a Hendrix picture in there, too.
I didn't see any scotch bottles in that picture.
But but he's from Bourbon, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Or Bourbon County, Kentucky. Sorry.
Right.
So all boxes checked.
Okay.
Definitely. So I want to thank both Guy and Daniel for submitting your guitar signals. And if you're sitting there and you want to share a guitar signal with us, please do. It's super easy. Number one, get yourself a guitar signal shirt. There's a link right beneath this YouTube episode. Number two, put that shirt on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. And number three, submit it at acousticlife.tv. When you go there, there's a submit link in the top menu. You can go ahead and add your picture, add the description, and you'll be featured on an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And before I forget, one last thing I have to ask you to do before I get to my number one item today, and that is to please share this show with your guitar geek friends. The whole goal behind Acoustic Tuesday is to unite guitar geeks so we can wave our guitar geek flags every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. So please share the show with your guitar geek friends and let them know all about it. All right, moving on to my very number one item today. Now, this is exciting because, I mean, I love fine guitars. It's pretty clear. but I do know that there is an array of guitars out there of all different price categories made in all different areas of the world, and that each guitar has its good qualities, right? Just because a guitar is inexpensive doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just in a different price category. And, you know, I always recommend that a student or a guitar player or a guitar geek buys the best instrument that they can. Whatever's in their price range, go find the best one that makes you the happiest and go with that. And this next guitar manufacturer, I want to bring them on the show because I think they do a great job of that balance between price and a really good sounding guitar. So I'm going to introduce you to Faith Guitars, made in the UK. Now, Faith Guitars, I got a couple notes written down here. They were founded in 2002, and they're based in Shropshire, England. Now, the first time I heard about Faith Guitars was from Sean DeBurka, who some episodes back, quite a while, he submitted his guitar signal, which included a Faith guitar, and he sent us his newest album. And if you like percussive acoustic guitar, and if you happen to like electric guitar as well, definitely check out Sean's album. But Sean's the one that actually introduced me to Faith Guitars, and then lo and behold, Faith Guitars reached out to us, and they said, hey, we'd love to send you a guitar to review. So I said, okay, please send us a guitar. That sounds great. Under the condition that if I like it and if I find value in it, I'm going to share it with all the guitar geeks. If it doesn't cut the mustard, I'm not going to feature it on the show. So they said, yeah, absolutely, check out this guitar. It's really cool. And they sent something really, really awesome. Let me show you what this is. This is a 12-fret dreadnought with a cedar top, beautiful sunburst on the top, and mahogany back and sides. All gloss finish, comes with a pickup, and it plays beautifully, and it sounds killer. Just this morning, I was playing it, trying to come up with some words to describe it, and Noah's desk is right across from mine, and he's like, man, that thing projects, like it's got some volume. And I couldn't agree more. It's just got this beautiful, projection, a wonderful deep tone. It's all solid wood. And it just sounds killer. Now this is, I believe, I'm gonna read the label here. It's a Mars Sunburst model. Now, one of the things that I had a hard time with at first, I was trying to learn about Faith Guitars, and I looked at the site and I'm like, they've got a Neptune, a Jupiter, a Saturn, like all these different planet names. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot to take in. And I just learned today after doing more research, I don't know why this wasn't obvious to me right off the bat, but all they did was instead of saying OM, Jumbo, Baby Jumbo, they just used a planet name for that. So for example, like the Jupiter is a Jumbo, the Neptune's a Baby Jumbo, the Saturn's a Dread, the Mars is a Slope Shoulder Dread. And then, of course, they have different series as well, which basically dictates different appointments. So they have like one called the Naked series, which is limited on kind of the flashy appointments. So no abalone or anything like that. And it's a very thin satin finish that's used on it. But again, all solid woods. They have a bunch of different series, the Blood Moon series, so many cool different things. But I want you to know about these guitars because I think they come in at a really fantastic price. Now, these guitars are designed by, I'm gonna try and get this right, Patrick James Eggle. Yes, Patrick James Eggle. And he builds custom electric guitars and acoustic guitars in the UK. Now, these are not built by him, but they are designed by him and built in their Indonesian shop. Now, if you go on their website, you can check out all sorts of pictures from inside their Indonesian shop. You can see all the different process and what they're doing there. It's pretty, pretty outstanding. And I gotta be honest, I'm blown away. I always, you know, guitars that I haven't heard of, I kind of enter the review process with them with a little bit of skepticism. But this one really, it plays really well. I don't have to play it very hard to get sound out of it. I feel like it has great depth of tone. One of the things I did notice is that the fret wire that's used on the fretboard is extremely wide, something I'm not used to, but makes playing actually quite easy, but kind of buttery smooth. One thing I will say that doesn't, I love the guitar, I love the way it looks, I love the way it sounds, but when I look inside, I look at the label, and I just don't like the looks of the label. That's my only critique of the guitar. And I know that's kind of lame and kind of splitting hairs, but I just had to say it because it's my honest opinion. But anyways, so you guys kind of heard this particular Mars guitar on this microphone here, so it's not a great audio sample, but I found a great review done by Acoustic Review of the they are the PJE Legacy models. It actually has a torrified top, so let's have a quick listen to those. So there's a little bit better audio sample of the Faith guitars. Again, that's the PJE Legacy series. But if you go on their website, you can learn more about Patrick James Eggle. You can learn more about the guitars themselves, the different series, all the different tone woods that they use. It's a pretty complete website and one that I would encourage you to check out. You can learn more about Faith guitars at acousticlife.tv/AT73. And again, I think it's a good guitar to just have in the running. It's a great budget instrument, all solid tone woods, and I just think they do a really good job. So I wanted to mention that to all of you. All right, that's pretty much it for episode 73, Noah, but there is one important item of business that we have to tend to. And that, of course, is the Guitar Geek trivia question. I have to give you the answer, but first, just a quick recap of the question. Your question was, in what year was the influential Mississippi blues musician Charlie Patton born? Was it 1902, 1900, 1893, or 1887? Well, if you answered D, 1887, you're absolutely 100% correct. Charlie Patton was born in the year 1887, born in Edwards, Mississippi, and raised in the Delta town of Dockery. By 1910, he was already an established performer known for such songs as Pony Blues. A prolific artist, he recorded more titles, 42 to be exact, within a single year than any blues artist of the decade. So pretty cool little trivia on Charlie Patton. And if you haven't heard him, well, you should probably check out that TV show I mentioned, American Epic, because he's in there. There's a really cool cover of one of his songs on there as well, done on that one-of-a-kind, only one left in the world recording system. I'll call it a system because it sounds pretty intricate. Anyways, that's it. We've given Acoustic Tuesday episode 73 its medicine. It's getting groggy. We're saying, hey, episode 73, you should go tuck yourself in, make yourself some tea, get comfy, and sleep it off. That was bad, wasn't it? That was really not good.
We'll do better next time.
Yeah, I was trying to go with the bedtime theme, but thinking more, maybe it wasn't feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe episode 73 had a cold. I don't know. I'm going to stop talking, but I am going to, of course, remind you to please catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it on YouTube, and of course, in between Tuesdays, if you need an acoustic guitar fix, which as a guitar geek, of course you do, please go to acousticlife.tv, where you can do a deep dive on anything we've ever featured on Acoustic Tuesday. There's bonus footage. It's all there. Extra pictures, links to buy stuff. It's guitar geek heaven, really. Just go there, acousticlife.tv. Now, quick, let's take a sneak peek into next week to see what's going to happen. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we hear from an exceptional acoustic axeman, which is hard to say three times fast. You can do that in practice. And we're going to get a visit from a previous Acoustic Tuesday artist. Yes, this is a new thing that you're not going to want to miss. So be sure to check out Acoustic Tuesday next Tuesday. Again, that's 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it on YouTube. We cannot wait to see you then. Until then, have a great week. Keep strumming, keep smiling, and Guitar Geeks Unite.